Joshua chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, who were on the west side of the Jordan River, and all the kings of the Canaanites, who were by the sea, Dead Sea, heard that the Lord, Jehovah, had dried up the waters of the Jordan River from before the children of Israel, until we had passed over, that their hearts melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. At that time the Lord, Jehovah, said to Joshua, Make for yourselves sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made for himself sharp knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the reason why Joshua circumcised all the males, all the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness along the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people who came out were circumcised. But all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came forth out of Egypt, these had not been circumcised. Because the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the people who were men of war, who came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord, Jehovah. To whom the Lord, Jehovah, swore that he would not show them the land, which the Lord, Jehovah, swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land that flows with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their place, these Joshua circumcised, because they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them along the way. And it came to pass, when they had finished circumcising all the people, that they stayed in their places in the camp, until they were healed. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Joshua, Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Therefore the name of the place is called Gilgal, rolled away. To this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month. Nisan 14, March, April. 2553 AH, 1489 BC. At evening, in the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the old corn of the land on the morning after the Passover, unleavened cakes, and parched corn in the very same day. And the manna ceased in the morning after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither did the children of Israel have manna any more. But they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and, he saw, there stood a man opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him, and said to him, Are you for us, or for our adversaries? And he said, Neither, but as captain of the host, army of the Lord, Jehovah, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and worshipped, and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant? And the captain of the Lord's, Jehovah's, host, army, said to Joshua, Loosen your shoe from off your foot, because the place on which you stand is holy. And Joshua did so.